Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, we've got a hot route. Just breaking news. This is coming from, I'm reading this off of Jerry Dulac's Twitter. He is covering the Steelers for the Post-Gazette. Looks like it's out there in Pittsburgh. Aaron Rodgers has officially informed the Steelers that he plans to sign a contract and attend minicamp next week. We'll get into Thunder's Pacers. There's plenty of time for it in this show. But we do have to discuss probably the worst kept secret going through the NFL offseason, at least so far. When the Steelers did not make a draft pick that was a quarterback in the last NFL draft, I felt like at that point we all knew it was only a matter of time before Rodgers was coming to the team.
Well, yeah, I mean, Rooney was on record as saying, we're pretty certain we've got something done here. And they basically let Aaron do what Aaron does. What's his cadence that he usually goes to? Is it Blue 42?
I believe or a Red 80 type of guy. I think he's a traditional.
Yeah, he's a traditional guy.
Blue 42, yeah, Red 80.
Yeah. I saw a stat come up the other day. He of the offenses that go the deepest into the play clock, Rodgers has three of the four highest of like the last 25 years. And because they were discussing like the effect of his cadence,
right,
and how deep it can get into the play clock. Basically, they're the half court version of the NFL. They play slower, so basically he can see. You have to show basically everything.
Yes.
Rodgers, no matter what you want to say about him, is one of the smartest quarterbacks to ever play the game. Like, there's just, you aren't going to show him something he hasn't seen. And
right,
the longer he goes in the play clock, the more you have to kind of show your hand before the snap.
Well, and what Rodgers is going to do is he runs his style of offense.
And that's what's going to be interesting. Is he going to run, how much are the Steelers going to relent?
I think they do.
Or is this going to be Arthur Smith's offense with Aaron's flavor? Like, basically, you know, what they did in Green Bay towards the end was, here's three plays.
Right. It's LaFleur's offense, but it's catered towards Aaron Rodgers. And if Smith is a good OC, which I do think he is, he has shown that he can win, at least as an offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
They cater it to the strengths of your team and the strength at this point of your quarterback, right? And I personally, for me, I'm over the Aaron Rodgers saga. I'm over all of this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm done with it. It seems to me at times that he has become a, why are you looking at me? Stop looking at me type of a guy. But even I am smart enough to know, hey, it's old Aaron Rodgers. That's still about above to maybe just right at that average mark. And average to slightly above in the right situation can help your team win a lot of football games.
I mean, how many quarterbacks in the league genuinely are still better than Aaron right now?
Again, yeah, 10? you're looking at 10 12, to 12, 12,
maybe
10 to 12, which puts him right at that average to slightly above mark.
Like, if you're looking at mark, would you rather have Tua? Would you rather have Geno Smith? Would you rather have Jared Goff? Like,
I'd rather have Goff. Would
in
you?
A place like okay, Pittsburgh, would. You wouldn't rather have Tua.
I would rather, right. Well, that offensive line, they got a lot of young
Well, I'm just talking
studs.
When you get to like to the second half of the season, yeah, stuff
true.
Gets cold.
Cold yeah. and him having to throw. And that's the other thing with Rodgers. He proved last year that he can still throw in the cold.
Yeah.
Right? I think some of the stuff with the Jets was just a dumpster fire from start to finish.
From jump.
With this Steelers organization, Tomlin has clearly shown that he can get the craziest of players to buy into the system and do what they need to do. And Aaron Rodgers is not that. He is eccentric. He has his things that he likes
to do. And his teammates love him.
And exactly. His teammates love him. You're probably now going to bring in a Lazard type of receiver to because that's
well,
the
can you got to go replace your tight end now because Parham tore his Achilles and now right. they're back on the block with Jonnu Smith and, mm-hmm. and how that shakes out now. And, you know, that's it gets very interesting very quickly now for the Steelers. But, I mean, let's say Aaron decided, you know what, I'm going to sit this thing out and wait until another team has an injured quarterback and I'm going to come in. The Steelers were like, were they really prepared to go into the season with Mason Rudolph?
No, and that's why I think it became the worst kept secret.
Yeah.
They would have taken a QB in this draft, and not necessarily in the first round, but they would have taken a quarterback second, third. They would have taken someone. They would have taken a flyer on Shador. They would have taken a flyer on Gabriel. Like, they would have taken somebody. They would have reached up and gone and got Tyler Shuck. But it's clear that they were going to go and get Rodgers. And it's also clear to me that Rodgers learned from last year's issues, right? Remember last year, he attended all the OTA stuff, but when it came to mandatory OTA time, he wanted to leave and he ended up going out to Egypt doing whatever he was doing out in Egypt. And frankly, who cares? I bet you he still kind of wants to do that thing. Mm-hmm. And the Steelers are okay with it. And Rodgers should be okay with it because right now, who cares if you're out in Egypt? Who cares if you're out in Southern Oregon hanging out with the Raiders doing whatever?
Yeah,
it's, right. You're not on a team, and it's not a distraction. No. And now you can come in.
And he'll be there. Everybody's saying, all the newsbreakers saying he's going to fly out, meet with the team. He'll be there for mandatory minicamp. Aaron Rodgers, look, I mentioned this before. I grew up with him. He's very different from when he was younger, very clearly. He's also very smart. Like,
right.
I do not worry about Aaron Rodgers picking up Arthur Smith's offense.
No.
in the least bit.
And they will design that offense around him.
And that part of it, I'm not worried about at all. Now, you know, how the Steelers build some things around this. Yes, he's got DK. Yes, he's got Freiermuth. But you don't have Pickens there now, so there's one less weapon. Do they go out and try to find, you know, your Alan Lazard or somebody else that Aaron's got some rapport with? If it's not Lazard, you know, a guy of that ilk that, you know, has the timing, has the rhythm, has Aaron's trust, those kind of things. I'm really interested to see, though, what DK can do with Aaron.
If DK can stay healthy with Rodgers, watch out. I'm a big DK guy. Mm-hmm. I'm still a little upset that Seattle got rid of him. And I understand that there are clear weaknesses to DK's game.
Sure.
He has about three routes he can run.
But those three routes, he runs them very well, and there's not a lot of guys who's going to beat him to that ball on those routes.
Right. He's faster than everyone else.
Bigger,
he's
stronger.
Bigger, stronger. He can jump, go get everything. Now, you've got three routes that you can run, but if you can set up this offense running the football, play action pass, now in a flood concept, he's going deep. He's got one-on-one with a defender. Like, I think that you're looking at another possible 1,000-yard year from DK if he can stay healthy. I've been looking for their over-under on the season. I believe going into the year with Rudolph, I believe it was at 7.5.
It probably goes to 9.5 now.
Do you think that's fair for Rodgers?
Yeah, I do.
You think he's really plus 2 wins at this age in that division specifically?
Just because the gap between Rudolph and Rodgers is a chasm. Even, you know, old Aaron Rodgers. Last year, he threw for just under 4,000 yards.
Yes.
Just under 4,000 yards. With a dysfunctional organization, a dysfunctional team, everything about that didn't make any sense whatsoever. Now you're going to one of, if not the most stable franchises in the league from top to bottom, whether it's ownership, whether it's general manager, whether it's coach, whether it's assistants, no matter what, it is all in line. That is why the Steelers are always winning 8 and 9 games.
Right.
Even old Aaron Rodgers is better than any quarterback they have had since Roethlisberger.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And honestly, probably since Roethlisberger before his last like 2 to 3.
Yes.
So I just went and found it. It was set that win total for the Steelers was at 8.5 games. I still think 9.5 is right.
No.
I now come back more to 9.5.
If you told me 9.5, I'd be like, yep, that's spot on. If some book out there puts it at 10.5, I'd be like, it's a little dicier.
That seems high to me just because, again, you are going to have to go through the Ravens, who they have to be the hungriest team in all of football right now, in my eyes. And if they're not, it's the Cincinnati Bengals, who have missed the postseason 2 years in a row.
And now they've got a bunch of stuff that they still have to figure out with Hendrickson and signing their draft picks.
And it's just ownership meddling in business that they don't need to meddle in. But when you look at the Steelers team, if anyone can quiet the outside noise, it's Tomlin.
Yeah.
Tomlin can quiet some of the narrative that is formed around Rodgers as, frankly, being an eye roll, because he has turned into that. I look at this team, that defense, yes, they're getting a little bit older. I worry about TJ Watt's health and longevity that he's going to have with this team. Remember, he worked out the same way that his brother JJ did. Mm-hmm. And JJ was awesome. He was the best player in football for a 5-year run. And then his body just was destroyed and gone. And JJ has said on multiple occasions that the way that he trained in high school and in college and in the early part of his NFL career, that's what led to those injuries later on. You'd see the videos of JJ Watt squatting like 10 cars, right? Mm-hmm. Looking like Superman. And then you're like, why did his body break down at 29-30? Well, it's because he was lifting too heavy for too long, right? It's why when you look at some of the best bodybuilders of all time, half of them now are in wheelchairs or they're walking with crutches. Ronnie Coleman's a big example of this. Mm-hmm. He has the famous video where he squats 800 pounds for two, screaming lightweight all the way through. It's a great video. Trust me. I watch it before leg day every day. I watched it this morning. Leg day was today. But when you lift like that and you attack your body like that, it does lead to a quicker deterioration. And so I wonder if that's going to happen for TJ. Although they did just get Derek Harmon, and he's going to shore up that interior defense.
Yeah, him and Hayward would certainly help. So if they can get Watt back out there healthy and make some things like... Look, the Steelers are always going to be good. Like, that's the reason Tomlin's at, what, 16 straight years? 17 straight years?
He has never had a losing season.
Yeah.
Never, ever, ever in his entire head coaching career.
And that would put them at 9 wins.
Right.
And so the line being at 9.5, I could see that pretty easily. And again, I could even see it bumping up to 10.5 because if they go out there and they play Steelers defense and they take care of the ball, like, look, Aaron's never been a guy that doesn't take care of the ball.
Right. He doesn't turn the ball over.
Like, that's not an issue with him at all.
And
never has it been an issue. Mm-hmm. So the personality fit is certainly interesting, but the Steelers have had more eccentric, off-the-wall personalities than maybe any team in the league in the last 15 years.
And they've all performed.
Yeah, and they get the most out of guys. And Aaron's not going to be there for 10 years. So you can figure it out for a year or two.
Right.
And then, you know, you do what the Steelers do, and they retool, and they stay good, and they figure it out.
Yep, and they clearly think that he's the best option. Quick, before we get out of here, You got to pick. Are they going over or are they going under? Win total, we're going to say it's at 9.5.
I'm gonna be optimistic and take the over because of what the organization the Steelers are, but it's not a comfortable over. I think they win 10.
Agreed. I would not bet it, but I'll tell you right now, if I'm going to lean towards them getting to 10 wins or lean towards them not getting to 10 wins, mm-hmm. I think Tomlin and Rodgers and their longevities of their career have proven that you don't bet against them, or exactly. At least you don't make money betting against them.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.